Emails to DaveRoss.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Dear Dave, on your show you mentioned that 750,000 people are on the no-fly list and there are more names being added all the time. How could I find out if I or someone else is on that list? Signed, Chris. Chris, good question, and a question that is on many people's minds. The Government Accountability Office revealed this week that the Terror Watch List, which is used to check people at border crossings and airports, has been growing at the rate of 200,000 names a year since 2004 and now totals 755,000 names. That sounds like a lot, I know, but considering there are 6 billion non-Americans in the world, it's really not. And the sad news for you is that your name is Chris, which is short for Christopher, a derivative of Christian. If your name was Amin or Muhammad, you'd have a much better chance. But how to find out for sure? Well, bad news is that the Department of Homeland Security does not disclose the list, nor does it disclose how to get on or off the list. Well, I'm guessing that with 755,000 names, they haven't gotten around to the part where they take people off yet, which I'm sure is why you want to know whether you're on the list, because you understand that the Terror Watch List is the closest any of us is likely to get to immortality. It's like having a star named after you. It'd be nice to be able to look it up, but here's the next best thing. Call in sick Monday morning, drive to the airport, walk up to the ticket counter with no luggage, and pay cash for a one-way ticket. If you're on the list, several helpful officials will let you know right away. And if you're not on the list, you will be by Tuesday. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.